Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, Australia, El Nino upon us. How does that translate for the continent of Australia? Jeremy, a very good day to you. We begin with your Sydney and New South Wales. This is winter time. You should be experiencing temperatures just above what we call freezing and well above that and enjoyable moments. But El Nino is going to change everything. So what are you experiencing now?
You know, John, yes, it is changing everything. In fact, we're not only getting the temperatures near freezing, we're getting below freezing on every single night. And when I say every single night, that's for at least the past week. Just before that, we were only slightly above freezing. But since about a week ago, we've suddenly gone sub-freezing temperatures. And when I say sub-freezing, I don't mean just 1 or 2 degrees Celsius. We're talking 5 degrees Celsius, 7 degrees Celsius. So around about 20 Fahrenheit, which for here in Sydney is absolutely freezing, even in the wintertime, because being near the coast, generally our winters have at least a little bit of warmth in it because the oceans don't cool quite as much as the land does. And you tend to get that sea breeze that kind of mixes up the air mass and creates a little bit of warmth overnight. But here, John, we're getting a really, really cold and dry weather system, which we're not overly used to, but it is exactly what we were warned about. This is exactly what the meteorologists were telling us to prepare for in El Nino, but I guess none of us really believed it until finally, you know, this week it's actually happened.
Yes, now, along the north of you is Queensland. Not only is Queensland experiencing cold, it's very dry. In fact, the map you provided me suggests that some of these areas in Queensland are the lowest on record for rainfall. Have you had rain in New South Wales?
We just haven't. We haven't had rain now for at least 2 weeks. There was a little bit of rain overnight, just literally spitting about 4 days ago, but it is absolutely dry. And honestly, John, normally what happens is we do get the rain more so coming in from the north, so from those tropical areas. So the fact that Queensland and a lot of our northern areas of Australia, including the Northern Territory, which is just the state to the left of Queensland on a map, that was very dry. The fact that they're not getting rain at all is exactly why I think we're not seeing it too, that weather's just not coming down. So again, this looks like El Nino.
We go to the Western Australia. Now, there's a mystery. An alien spacecraft apparently crashed in the ocean and washed up near Perth. What do we think it is?
Well, John, it certainly looks alien by nature, but when you have a close look, it does have rivets and it does have some man-made features, but that doesn't solve the mystery any easier. And what this thing is, to describe it, it's just cylindrical, it's bronze, so it looks like it's made of some kind of copper alloy, and it's got what looks like an exterior of a rocket around it. But the thing is only really about 4 meters tall, so we're talking about 12 feet, and across it's only about 9 foot. So it's not, I guess you could say, the biggest rocket under the sun, but what we think it is at least it's either something that's come from India, so the Indian Space Program, or possibly as far as the Middle East, somebody's fired a rocket into the sea during a test. But the amazing part is, John, that it made it all the way down to Perth, which, when you look at it scientifically, isn't so unusual, because Perth is actually on what we call the Roaring Forties, which is a weather system that basically at 40 latitude creates winds that push everything into Perth, and that includes everything that's floating on the water. So the theory is, John, is that somebody, probably India or maybe somewhere in the Middle East, fired a rocket, tested a rocket, this system went up into space, but part of it came back down and landed in the Indian Ocean. And for however long, maybe months, possibly even years, this thing has been bobbing along until finally it got caught up in our extreme weather systems, pushing everything onshore into Western Australia from anywhere in the Indian Ocean, and it has turned up on a Perth beach. But it was amazing. It was literally happened during high tide, so the walkers, the early morning walkers that were just on this beach came across it in the early dark hours, and they didn't know what to make about this thing that was a long way up on the sand. So it's an alien spacecraft, John, but alien probably by means of another country. So it's going to be amazing if they can figure out exactly who owns this thing.
El Nino is a big story in climate. And El Nino comes, we haven't had one for 7 years. El Nino is part of the circulation system in the Pacific. It translates simply into warming the Pacific, the temperatures of the ocean. That translates, however, into dry and hot weather. Now, Jeremy's in wintertime, so hot is not available. Cold is available, but dry is the critical detail for Jeremy. In the North Temperate Zone, Jeremy, we've not had them tell us El Nino yet, but certainly the temperatures indicate that we're dry and very, very, very hot. In the Midwest of the United States, the wheat crop has been damaged. Very hot temperatures, 100 and, well, you do centigrade, so you'll appreciate this. 40 is ordinary for a day in Spain and the middle of Italy, south of Italy, 40 degrees centigrade. They've been recording temperatures that run easily above 45 degrees centigrade during the day. And so whatever this is, if it's early El Nino or if it's just a heat waves driven by the jet stream, Europe is struggling with it. I spoke with my colleague Lorenzo Fiore, he was in Genoa on Friday, and back home in Milan where he lives, they had a tornado touchdown to the northwest of the city. You could see it. It was a typical, Dorothy, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, tornado. But Milan does not have tornadoes. Never. Nobody can remember one. I'm sure that they'll come up with it in the history books. What they do have is water spouts off of the coastline, but not tornadoes. So strange weather in Europe, very unusual weather in Australia, and we'll say it's El Nino, and we'll take into consideration those who advance the climate change story. It's okay, but right now El Nino is changing everything. What is your prospect for the rest of the winter? Are they telling you that the conditions you're experiencing now are what you're going to experience until September?
In fact, that's exactly right, John. We're expecting to have really, really dry, cold temperatures right through to very much the early part of September. But the big warning that has come out in the last few days, in fact, is that the summer is almost certainly going to be full of superheated temperatures. So exactly as you described there in Europe and in the Midwest too, we're going to be seeing temperatures over 40 degrees Celsius, expecting 45 plus on many days, no rain. And unfortunately, we're expecting the really bad wildfires. Because the other thing too, John, when we get very hot temperatures here, especially on the East Coast, it draws in hot northerly winds. So you can imagine when you get that tinder dry situation of the bushland just having no water in it, the fires get going, and then suddenly you have this heavy northerly wind mixed into the whole scenario as well. We're expecting quite a nasty summer, but at least until early September, we're going to have relatively cold weather, just unfortunately no rain for our water tanks. So it's going to be a dire year regardless.
And we will watch the story very carefully because the expectation is El Nino will pass and we'll go back to another kind of weather pattern. But the warning here is very dry and very hot. Note, if you look at the Isle of Rhodes right now in the Mediterranean, they're evacuating huge numbers of tourists. Earlier today, they were walking down the road, just grabbed anything they had, got out of their bedsitters and Airbnbs, and were evacuating as the fire was building behind them. That is very much like a picture I've seen of Australia in the wildfires. We don't have wildfires here in the U.S., but we can expect it. Jeremy Zachas, he's in New South Wales. We're watching weather. What else would we do except for the weather is behaving unpredictably? This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.